It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner. That's right, football is about to be back, and to celebrate football's 101st year, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is putting new users in the center of the action with a free $101 bet when they place a bet on the Kansas City versus Houston Thursday night game. This touchdown of a deal is only available for 101 hours, so get in on all of the action now. You heard us right. DraftKings is giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to get a free $101 bet to use once you place a bet on the first football game of the season. That's promo code KSN to get your free $101 bet for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker. Mr. Ross, how are you doing, buddy?
You know what? I am doing good, Jim. I'm further removed from the Big Ten's decision and getting closer to actual football, Middle Tennessee State at Army next Saturday, and, you know, NFL just a couple weeks away now. So getting excited again, allowing myself to get excited again.
I know. It's great. It's funny. I had a little text conversation with our buddy Kevin a couple weeks ago when the decision first came down. And Kevin said, Jim, I've already gone through the stages. I'm now at the point of acceptance. And I told him at that time I was still at the denial stage. But as we get closer and closer, I'm reaching acceptance. And what helps me accept it a little more is this glimmer of hope that we might actually get Big Ten football in a couple months. And there started to be this conversation, and James Franklin seems to be at the forefront of this, where the plan would be to have a Big Ten season starting in January. But before we get into any of the details of that, Ross, what do you think? Is it realistic to play Big Ten football come January?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is realistic to play Big Ten football in January based on the things I've read and heard about, you know, trying to play. It's funny, they call it a spring football season, but really sounds more like a winter football season to me when I actually read about it. But yeah, I mean, an 8-game schedule, I think that's doable. And I think if you do an 8-game schedule, January, February, maybe you get into March a little bit, that you can absolutely pull that off. Hopefully you have a lot of the guys decide to continue to play and play that year. Even the guys that are looking to go to the NFL, maybe they want to impress the NFL by playing those games rather than training for the combine or the draft or what have you. And I think if you play 8 games and you're done by April 1st, I don't really think it's that big of an issue to then have those guys April, May, June, July, 4 months off before they start a regular season. Is it ideal? No, but nothing going on right now is ideal. Nothing.
Well, one of the things that I like about that starting in January, and I'm glad you're calling it a winter season instead, is in January, I'll still be in football mode. You know, there's the college bowl games, if we get to see those. The NFL is just getting into their playoffs. It's still, it's the middle of winter. You're stuck in the house. give me more college football. I like the plan. I'm really hoping they could do it. By the way, this seems as good a place as any to mention. Last week, you and I had that conversation about how many games could you play in a calendar year, and you mentioned you knew a couple folks who played in the NFL Europe League and then came back and played in the NFL. One of our listeners, Glenn from Pleasantville, New York, mentioned that Maurice Carthen actually played in 45 games in a calendar year in 1985, starting with the USFL New Jersey Generals, and then played for the New York Giants. What do you think of playing 45 games, Ross, in a calendar year? Would your body have held up with that, Case?
That's I don't think so. That's like one of the craziest things I've ever heard. I mean, 45 football games in 1 year. I mean, Jim, there's only 52 weeks in a year. So 45 football games, that is hard to pull off. If you're Maurice Carthen, I mean, everybody should be interviewing him to see what that was like. Now, look, I don't know how many of those were preseason and how many he actually played a lot in, but still pretty incredible when you think about it.
Yeah, I did look it up and confirm it. It is true that he did play in that number of games. Well, let's go back and take a look at this. The plan that James Franklin is talking about would use the domed stadiums in, say, Detroit and Indianapolis and in Minnesota for those games. And I would imagine they would spread the games out a bit to give more visibility for television. So you now have the players with no home games, all playing on a neutral field. What are the ramifications of that? Extra travel? Do you see that as a big deal? Anything else that are the unintended consequences of playing all these games neutral field like that?
Well, it's interesting on a lot of different levels. I mean, if you play them all neutral field, I guess they're still not anticipating it being full stadiums anyway. But if you do that, you're sure as heck not going to get full stadiums, even if you're allowed to at that point, even if it's safe to at that point. It's just not going to happen. I mean, if the Penn State Nittany Lions are playing Rutgers in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium, there's going to be a lot of empty seats there. Now, look, there will be some Penn State fans that'll go, but there'll be a lot of empty seats. The thing I thought was interesting is the one thing I read recently is they're talking about not having any of the games on at the same time. You know, to have a lot of different broadcast windows for broadcast partners. So they're talking about, you know, I guess you could have an 11 a.m. game and then maybe a 4 o'clock game, maybe a 3:30 game, and then maybe an 8 o'clock game all in the same day, all in the same building. So kudos to whoever gets a ticket to that one. That's kind of cool to be able to see three games. It sounds like they might do that at a few different sites. I think the indoor thing makes a lot of sense in terms of the weather. But what's weird about that is if you're doing that because of inclement weather, but then you're asking everyone to travel, right? Like that maybe I'm missing something here, Jim, but you're doing that so that it's climate controlled for the actual contest themselves, for the games, because there could be bad weather. It seems to me like if you're having every team has to travel every week in January and February, that you might actually have some travel issues.
That's certainly going to be possible. And the cynic in me also says your option was you were not able to play outdoors in October and November, but you're going to play indoors in January. Will you have enough things change for the better to make that safe? Ross, before we run out of time, one of the things that will really affect this winter/spring season is more players decide to sit it out because they're concerned about their position in the NFL draft? We already saw Micah Parsons say if there had been a fall season, he was going to sit out. how about we take a little look at the Penn State roster, and in reviewing it, what players do you see from Penn State sitting out, and which ones would you recommend sitting out before the NFL draft next season?
Well, so first of all, I think you make a great point. I don't understand how you can't play outdoors in November, but you can play indoors in January. I think that's a really salient point by you, Jim, that should not go unnoticed. As for the players, you know, you look at a guy like Pat Freiermuth, and he's already considered the best or the second best tight end prospect. So you can't really get much higher. I think some of this would depend on when the draft actually is, but let's say the NFL keeps the draft as they normally do. You know, guys are going to have to decide whether they want to go through the pre-draft process or whether they want to play football. And I think Pat Freiermuth's a guy that would probably strongly consider not playing, although it seems like he and his family has been very vocal about wanting to play. Other guys for whom it should at least be on their radar would be Michael Mennett, Journey Brown, Jason Awe, and Tariq Castro Fields. I could throw Shaka Tony in there as well, but what's interesting is I think Shaka Tony and Tariq Castro Fields could really be best served by actually going out there and having a good year, you know, building on what they've done in their careers so far, because right now I think they'd be mid to late round picks. And I think their best way to enhance that, which is critically important, would be to actually go out there and play. It's interesting looking at, you know, like Dane Brugler, who's a terrific scouting analyst for The Athletic. You know, he has Journey Brown and Jason Awe in his top 50 players for this draft. And I think they're both in the top 25, which is incredible because it feels like they both kind of just got there. They both have a lot left to give to Penn State. They, you know, Jason Awe has never even started a game. Journey Brown wasn't really the bell cow guy towards the end of the year. But if you're already considered a top 50 prospect, based on the potential that you've shown and certainly how Journey Brown finished the year last year, I think those are other guys that would probably consider it as well, because they're going to see those rankings. They're going to have agents say, hey, there's no reason for you to play.
I agree. I did see that ranking, was a little surprised till I gave it some more thought. And just the raw talent of a Jason Awe and a Journey Brown will get him drafted highly. All right, stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.